Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, February 27th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around Wyoming. The U.S. Forest Service chief announced his retirement yesterday, citing frustrations with the significant transformation of the federal government. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
Forest Chief Randy Moore had been silent amidst the U.S. Forest Service's firing of thousands of workers. But in an email sent to employees Wednesday, Moore announced his retirement, citing concerns, more specifically over the downsizing and how it'll affect the agency's work, like permitting forest land uses, such as oil and gas drilling. Dennis Lapsiewicz is with the Forest Service Council, a national union.
When you look at the conditions that are happening to federal agencies, I think Chief Moore is leaving the Forest Service with his head held high.
Moore wrote he was unaware of the decisions alongside the public, causing him uncertainty and frustration. He said that many recently fired workers performed admirably, which contradicts termination letters many received. Moore became the first Black Forest Chief after stepping into the role in 2021. A new chief has yet to be appointed. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Wyoming's legislative session is scheduled to end next Thursday. Governor Mark Gordon sat down with Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements to talk about how it's shaping up.
First up, Gordon is disappointed with how many bills have mirrored other states.
Now we are trying to emulate what Florida does, what Texas does, what Missouri does, you name it. And I was always pretty damn proud of Wyoming and what we did. We stood alone.
He added that he's, quote, absolutely concerned with having to use his veto pen more frequently this session. And he hopes the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, which sometimes votes in a block, is doing that because it's what their constituents expect.
You have a voting record now. And if you're not representing your constituents' concerns, next year will be a test of whether you actually represented your constituents or whether they think, you know, you're a bum.
As far as whether or not he'll run for a third term.
I'm focused on the job at hand. Too many of these folks are focused on what the next election cycle looks like.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chris Clements in Cheyenne.
Lander has a new mayor, City Council member Missy White. She was chosen by the council on a 4-2 vote on Tuesday evening, following the unexpected death of Mayor Monty Richardson. She's been on the council since 2018. White works in leadership development and has called Lander home for almost 40 years. Several public commenters urged the council to choose Dan Hahn to uphold the will of some voters. Hahn ran for mayor in 2022 and lost to Richardson in that election by about 100 votes. He served on the council for nearly 20 years. Two wildfires caused evacuations in Platte County over the weekend, according to the Platte County Record Times. They were sparked by high winds on Sunday with steady wind speeds of 30 miles an hour and gusts up to 60. Evacuations were lifted on Sunday evening. The Wyo Ranch Road fire burned 1,100 acres and was contained by Tuesday morning. The Sawmill fire burned 500 acres and was contained by 6 o'clock on Monday. Three structures and a travel trailer were lost. One firefighter was injured. According to Global Forest Watch, peak fire season usually begins in July. Proposed cuts to federal funding have left advocates concerned about what's next for a program that's provided family planning services since the 1970s. Wyoming Public Radio's Indy Cara reports.
Wyoming gets just under $1 million a year in Title X funding. That helps to fund 8 clinics and 2 satellite locations, which offer things like pregnancy counseling or birth control. Clients pay based on a sliding scale, and if they can't, they pay nothing at all. And while Title X advocates have seen underfunding and threats to the program before, the last few weeks of planning have raised hard questions. Gail Wilson is with the Wyoming Health Council. They oversee Title X clinics in the state.
My belief is we'll be here, but to what degree and what will it look like? Will it still look like we're in 8 significant communities in the state, or are we going to lose some of our clinics?
Wilson hopes the public will learn more about Title X. She's awaiting next year's budget. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Indy Cara.
Recent winter storms helped boost mountain snowpack in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico, but water managers are still concerned about forecasts for Colorado River supply. Wyoming's top water official, Brandon Gephardt, says dry times are hurting cities, farms, and industry.
As we continue to work with the other states to address the shrinking supply throughout the basin, these existing and very real impacts must be adequately recognized and considered in our discussions.
One forecast showed similar water conditions to 2021 and 2022 when emergency water transfers were needed to help prop up the nation's largest reservoirs. State leaders have asked for more frequent updates from the federal government going into spring. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The University of Wyoming's tiny mascot is helping train up his successor. Oil City News reports Cowboy Joe V, the miniature pony, has been carrying out a hefty load of responsibilities and is nearing retirement. Enter Cowboy Joe VI. Baby Joe is learning the ropes from his older lookalike. The two will trade off responsibilities for a couple of years until Baby Joe is ready to fully take the reins. A UW master's student has won an inaugural national scholarship. Brianna Hawk is working to improve a tool forecasters and meteorologists use to make better observations. The Marion H. Rose Research Scholarship from the Society of Physics students will give her funding to continue her work. The Chief Washakie FFA Wool Judging Boys team recently came in second in a national competition. Northern Wyoming News reports they were just shy of first by 2 points at the National Western Stock Show. This was the team's first year competing. And Fremont County School District No. 1 Lander Schools recently received a massive donation to its Angel Fund. County 10 reports the anonymous donor gave more than $4,600 to help pay off school lunch debt in the town. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question, who were the Black 14 and what incident led to their notoriety? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com by Sunday at noon. We'll crown winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.